It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Late last week, the CDC released guidance that said, among other things, that people in areas with high rates of new COVID cases should start wearing masks indoors, even if they're fully vaccinated. All of New York City meets that threshold. So when both New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio held press conferences this morning, we were wondering, is today the day mandatory indoor masking comes back?
We want to strongly recommend that people wear masks in indoor settings, even if you're vaccinated.
The best I can do is say I strongly recommend that they do that.
Strongly recommend. Joining us now to talk about this strong recommendation is our health and science editor, Sikhan Akpan. Hey, Sikhan.
Hey, how's it going?
We know that recent data shows that vaccinated people can easily spread COVID, and the Delta variant is much more contagious than the original strain. So given all of that, did you expect a more robust response than the one we got today from both the mayor and the governor?
I did. You know, when asked about new mandates late last week, the mayor had hinted at a big announcement that was coming on masking this week. And he said that even before the CDC news arrived on Friday about the Delta variant. So I was surprised that he and his health officials stopped short of an indoor mandate and only went with a general recommendation. And, you know, the governor said he didn't have the authority to issue a mandate given New York is no longer under a state of emergency.
Yeah, Cuomo says he can't mandate mask wearing. And the reason is because it requires the state legislature to do so. But he also says that localities can require it. So if that is the governor's reason, what is Mayor de Blasio's if it is in his power to do that?
You know, that's right. I asked a pair of health policy experts, and they said that the mayor has the authority here, and he could issue an indoor mask mandate whenever he wants. Cuomo, on the other hand, would need to declare a state of emergency and would likely need to also call a special session of the legislature, given they limited his pandemic powers this past spring. But the mayor and his health team essentially have a one-stop approach at the moment, and that's vaccination. They're right. You know, vaccines are the strongest way to keep people from getting severely ill or dying from COVID. And even with the CDC news, vaccines can still prevent the virus from spreading most of the time. You know, we're really just worried about crowds and exposure when there are a lot of people around. But remember that it takes 2 weeks for the vaccines to fully kick in, whereas a mask takes only about 2 seconds to put on and could start breaking down transmission immediately.
Where do things stand in New York right now regarding the pandemic? We know that Manhattan and Brooklyn are now joining Staten Island in terms of having high community spread. But what's up with that? If Manhattan and Brooklyn have relatively good vaccination rates, why are we seeing that?
Yeah, it's because our vaccination rates are good, but not great. You know, Full vaccination, we know, is the only way to protect against the Delta variant. And citywide, we're only at 54%. In the Bronx and Brooklyn, you know, the majority of people are not fully vaccinated. That rate is below 50%. We're also seeing some worrying gaps in terms of age in the vaccinations. So Only 62% of city residents over the age of 75 are fully vaccinated. Nationwide, that rate is nearly 80%. And overseas in the UK, it's 93%. And that's dangerous because, you know, the way that Delta spreads, it spreads so fast. And, you know, recent city data is showing that there is some serious consequences from that. So people older than 75 account for more than 100 hospitalizations in recent weeks, which rivals the burden seen among young adults where we're seeing the most cases. But, you know, millennials are testing positive twice the rate of this elderly population. You know, young people might be the ones sparking the outbreak, but it's always going to end with the old and most at risk.
So both Cuomo and de Blasio are continuing to urge people to get vaccinated. They say that the battle now isn't about requiring people to get vaccinated, but rather incentivizing people to get them in any way possible. Sikhan, it seems like there's this divide here, this thinking that somehow mask mandates might get in the way of people wanting to get vaccinated. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, on one hand, being mask-free was touted as a reward for vaccination for a very long time.
Yeah.
But if you're a person who's health-minded and you've already taken the vaccine and you really don't want to get COVID because you're worried about things like long COVID or you're worried about transmitting it to somebody who's unvaccinated, like a child or somebody who's compromised, I don't totally get that rationale around, if we bring back the mask mandates, people who are vaccinated are just going to throw up their hands, or if they're not vaccinated and, you know, they want to maximize their health protection, they're going to say, oh, well, we're not going to get the vaccine. And, you know, bringing back masks mandates is a very politically charged decision. I think there are some questions around how businesses can put them into effect. You know, there are some questions around the vaccine passports that have been put out and whether or not, you know, maybe somebody could defraud them or get around them. We don't know if all the businesses really have adopted the technology that's needed to use those passports. And so I can see both sides of the issue around bringing them back.
That's WNYC's health and science editor, Sikhan Akpan. Sikhan, thanks for the update.
Thank you.